Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Greece Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. In the past few months, we were approaching one of the most looked forward to days of the year, Christmas. But now, some have already taken down the Christmas tree, removed the lights, and are preparing for the next season. We celebrate Christmas on December 25th, but have you ever wondered why? How do we know Jesus was born on that day when the Bible doesn't even tell us? People who doubt the Bible will often claim that Christians use this date to replace a pagan festival. Yet this argument does not have any real historical evidence. What's more, there are also many good reasons which show Jesus was born on December 25th. One of those comes from Luke chapter 1. Luke, the writer of our gospel, was a historian. He begins by telling us about a priest named Zechariah who served in the temple, who was of the division of Abijah. This detail is significant because we know from Scripture that King David organized the priests into different rotations, which were assigned to the temple twice a year. The division of Abijah was assigned to the 8th and 32nd rotations, 1 Chronicles 24. Zechariah would have been on duty around the Day of Atonement, which is from September 22nd to the 30th. This is when the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah. When Zechariah returned home, John the Baptizer was conceived. That would put John's birth in late June, and the ancient church has always celebrated John's birth on June 24th. But Luke doesn't stop there. He tells us 6 months after Gabriel appeared to Zechariah in the temple, he then appeared to the Virgin Mary. And 6 months after late September would be late March. March 25th has always been the date of celebrating Christ's conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. What date is 9 months from March 25th? That's right, December 25th, the day of our Savior's birth. While it's helpful to know one of the reasons December 25th is the day we celebrate our Savior's birth, the more important question we should ask is why we celebrate a baby born 2,000 years ago. Yet we do not have to wonder at this question. The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." This was the purpose of Jesus' life. He came to save us from our sins and to give us hope of heaven. Jesus, God's own Son, became man so that he could live a perfect and holy life in our place from the womb to the tomb. Since you and I have failed to obey God's law, Jesus did it perfectly in our place. Yet so that we wouldn't have to face the punishment our sins deserve, Jesus went to the cross to pay for all of our sins. Christmas shows God's love for us. We didn't deserve it or earn it. Yet Jesus came down from heaven so that we could be with him forever in heaven. He was born in a manger for you. He lived a perfect life for you. He died on the cross for you. He rose from the grave, showing you your future hope. This is good news for you and me. In our world full of trouble and anxiety, the Holy Night offers hope. Regardless of the burdens you face, there is hope. The Son of God became man so that we might become children of God. If he loves us that much, then we can be confident that he will be with us in all the other tribulations and problems of this life, working all for our good. Because he shared this life with its struggles and toils, trials and temptations, he can sympathize with us and gives us the strength to be more than conquerors in him. He comforts us and gives us strength through his word. He promises, "Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." As we enter a new year, we move forward with joy and peace. No matter what the new year brings, whether blessing or hardships, we know that Christ is with us and for us. We know he loves us and will not forget us. And so we can sing, "O God, our help in ages past, our hope in years to come. Be thou our guide while life shall last and our eternal home." Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.